out for the devil. And Mr. O.
Vacations can't be grisly, you say? Well, hold off your judgment until after you hear Vacation with Death, which begins after a word from your station.
Magazine. Radio Nostalgia Magazine is a must for old-time radio fans. It's the magazine with many photos and stories of old-time radio and its stars. Our current issue features a 16-page article on the Shadow. All subscribers will get a free Captain Midnight decoder badge, a Captain Midnight flight patrol membership, and a flight commander certificate from the Secret Squadron. To get your copy, send $1.50 in check or money order to Radio Nostalgia, Box 8007R, Union City, New Jersey, 07087. That's Radio Nostalgia, Box 8007R, Union City, New Jersey, zip 07087. Send now and get a free 8x10 photo of the Lone Ranger and Tonto, boys and girls.
This is Mr. O once more. It's amazing, isn't it, how very cautious people, you know, the sort who carry umbrellas when one cloud appears in the sky, throw all of that caution to the wind when they go on a vacation. They get too close to the edge of the Grand Canyon or to the top of Yosemite Falls, or they rent a country cabin meant for nothing human with no questions asked. By the way, if you haven't turned out your lights yet, turn them out now and listen to Vacation with Death.
$50, $60, and $20 is $80, and $20 is $100. Perfectly correct. $100 rental for 2 months. And now there's the matter of a receipt, of course.
If you don't mind.
Oh, no, not at all, not at all, Mr. Cook. Do business in a business-like way is my motto. We're not a very large firm, but service supreme is our motto. So, what did I do with my receipt book? So careless of me. In this pocket?
Oh, any old piece of paper will do, really.
No. Here we are. Had it in this pocket all the time. I'll just sit down over there and write it out for you.
Well, darling.
Oh, Chuck, it's simply unbelievable.
$50 a month for a furnished Grand Central Palace like this one. Beautiful. There's something wrong in the woodpile someplace.
Your figures of speech are a little mixed, husband. But the fact remains that $100 is the price we're paying.
Yep. Service Supreme over there is making out the receipt with his good left hand, so I suppose it's true. Or say, where's the draft exemption?
Sleeping. There on the sofa.
Made himself right at home pretty quickly, didn't he?
Takes after his papa.
Oh, now that's libel. I never curled up in a strange sofa without...
Quiet. Here's Service Supreme.
Here we are, folks. Here we are. My name receipted right and proper. I hope you'll be quite satisfied here. Not quite.
Oh, I'm sure we will be. As you can see, our boy has made himself at home already.
Boy? Oh, yes. A cute little fellow. I do hope he'll be quite all right. Quite all right. Yes. Well, I must be getting along. Business, you know. Moving in at once, aren't you?
Well,
yes. You told me you were. Yes. Well, good luck, and goodbye, Mrs. Cook. Mr. Cook, goodbye. Bye.
Well, wasn't he in a hurry to get out?
Service supreme until the moment the rent's paid, and then it's exit extraordinary. Well, I'd better go get the things in out of the car, huh? Say, I never thought we'd spend the summer in a mid-Victorian mansion, did you, dear? Dear, I'm talking to you.
Hmm? Oh, I'm sorry.
Why the pensive look? What are you thinking about?
Of what that man said.
What man? Oh, you mean Service Supreme?
Yes.
Well, what pearl of wisdom did he spout?
Remember when he looked at Billy sleeping there?
Sure.
He said, I do hope he'll be all right.
Yeah, so he did. So what?
The way he said it.
Oh. Say, you'll have to get some help in to clean up this place. Looks like my fraternity house used after we threw a dance. And...
Chuck!
What are you staring at?
Oh. What are you doing here?
Phew, fella, you startled us.
What are you doing here?
Oh, Chuck, he must be the caretaker the real estate man told us about.
Oh, yes.
You
sure.
Answer me.
Hey, Chuck, what's the matter with that man?
What? Look here, old man. You don't have to throw any cat fits. We rented this place from Service Supreme. What's his name? Mr. Hawkins, that real estate man up in town.
Rented?
Here's the receipt. $100 for the next 2 months.
2 months?
Yeah. Well, I know it isn't much, but that's all the fellow wanted, so that's all he got. Of course, with all due respect to your caretaker. Oh, you are the caretaker, aren't you?
Yes, I.
Oh, good. Then I can speak freely. Well, as I was saying, the rental doesn't seem like much, but after all, big as it is, this is a pretty crummy old place.
Chuck!
Well, it is. And that real estate fellow said there hadn't been anyone living here regularly for 20 years since those people, all died. So I figured that the price...
Reynolds.
Huh? What'd you say? What is...
I don't know. Are you frightened?
Reynolds, Mr. and Mrs. and Paula.
Oh, Reynolds. Yeah, they're the people that lived here, aren't they? Mr. Hoos's real estate said something about
get
this.
Get out of here.
What?
Get out of here.
Chuck.
You hear me?
Now, wait a minute.
Get out.
Wait a minute.
Out. You do not belong
wait,
here.
Now. We rented
get
this
get out
place,
of here.
Know.
No one belongs here.
Why?
No one. It is mine.
What do you...
Mine, 20 years,
now,
mine.
Now, stop waving your arms
get
around,
out.
Old man. Stop
get
it.
Get out. You've got
to
go.
Stop you. You've got
you.
Billy.
You wake up the dead.
Mine.
Making enough
mine,
noise.
Mine, I tell you.
Now, look
got
here,
to
old
get
man.
Out.
We...
My house, mine.
We...
Nobody...
We...
Get the...
We...
Chuck, he's sick. Catch him.
Old man. Old man.
Chuck, he's not.
No. Just passed out, I guess. Wonder where some water is. We ought to...
He's coming, too.
Thought he popped a valve or something the way he was blowing off. Give me a hand. We'll put him on that other
take
sofa.
Take your hands off of me.
Huh?
Take your hands
oh,
off
now, look,
of me.
Oh, now, look here, old man. We just want to help you.
Your hands off of me.
Oh, Chuck, help him get out.
No. No. I am all right. I will live longer than anybody. You will have to get out. You will have to get out.
Hey, now, wait a minute, old man.
Stay here.
No. Can you imagine that old duck?
Running off like that.
We did get a bargain. A house and entertainment by a crack nut, all for $50 a month.
But why was he so furious?
Don't ask me. I'm no psychiatrist. Oh, well, let's not let the old crackpot spoil things.
No.
I'll slip him a few bucks in the morning. He'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's wake up that snoozing son of ours and...
Chuck, look.
Huh?
He is awake.
Why, you little rascal, you. How long have you been sitting there watching, young man?
A long time. Where are we, Dad?
I'll tell you, Billy. We're in a great, big, beautiful house... Where you and I and Father are going to have a good time for the next 2 months. Isn't that good news?
Well, why don't you answer your mother, Billy? Aren't you glad we're going to be staying here in the country?
Dad?
Yes, son?
Please, let's get out of here. I'm awful scared.
I wonder if he's sleeping yet.
I'll go see.
Be very quiet, Chuck.
I will.
Well?
Like the proverbial cherub.
Chuck, keep your voice down.
Oh, that air of ours is sleeping so deeply, it'll take Sousa's band to wake him up.
Maybe we should have let him sleep with us this one night.
Then have him grow up into a lily that falls over the side of his own shadow? Oh, no, Mrs. Cook. He sleeps in that room and likes it. Anyway, he's deep in sleep, so that's that. And here I go. Boy, stretching out feels good. You know, it's going to take at least two bands to wake me up tonight.
Lock all the doors?
Mm-hmm.
And the windows?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh, now listen, honey.
Oh, please tell me.
I am telling you. This house is locked up tighter than a hoosegow. Shutters, doors, everything. And tell you, that crazy old coot decides to come back to continue his oration, you'll have to use a hacksaw to get in.
I wish it was morning.
Hmm?
You could sort of straighten things out with him. After all, he is a caretaker.
Oh, forget it. We rented the place from the accredited agents, and the old boy doesn't like it. Well, that's too bad. Let's go to sleep.
But, Chuck...
Oh, Ann.
But I want to know...
What?
Why should you have gotten so excited? It's been worrying me.
I don't know. Maybe because he thinks we'll mean more work.
20 years alone.
Huh? What'd you say?
I was just wondering why this place hadn't been rented or sold all these years.
I don't know.
Could it be...
What?
Nothing.
Say, are you thinking of...
Is it?
Sure. Just because a house is big and old and hasn't been lived in for a long time doesn't mean that... Oh, I tell you, that's storybook stuff.
Chuck.
What?
Why did Billy say that he was frightened?
Oh, he's just a little kid.
Well, isn't it possible that young children are closer...
To what?
To things that aren't of this world.
And...
Just thinking.
Well, stop thinking things like that. All the screwy ideas to get in the middle of the night, in the middle of nowhere. Now, come on. Go to sleep, before you give me the jitters, too. Save the ghost talk for tomorrow morning when the sun's shining. It's a little dark and dismal and weird right now to be talking about ghosts.
Chuck, listen.
Music.
Oh, Chuck.
It's not a radio.
Chuck, I'm frightened. I knew something was wrong here. I knew it. The old man was right. We shouldn't have come here. We shouldn't have. I knew it the minute I saw him. I want to go, Chuck. Please, I don't want to stay here. We shouldn't have come here.
Stop. It stopped. So quiet now.
Yes. Oh, Chuck. Did we really hear it?
I felt the floor vibrating. Does when the organ plays in church.
It's Billy.
Yeah.
Billy!
He's all right.
Billy.
Hello, Mom, Dad.
There's no one with him.
Billy. Billy, why are you laughing like that? Why, Billy?
Oh, because I've been having fun. Gosh, lots of fun.
Oh, a dream, son. You mean you've been having a funny dream?
Gosh, no. Not a dream. Is my dad funny, old lady?
Old lady? Who did you say that to, Billy?
She wants me to go downstairs with her to listen to the music.
Music?
But I told her I couldn't go. Not unless you said I could go. Can I, Mom? Can I go?
Go. Go where, Billy? Over where?
Downstairs, like I told you. With her.
Billy, listen to me. Who are you talking about?
Son. Answer your mother. Who are you talking about? Yes, and why are you staring at the foot of the bed? What are you looking at?
The old lady, Dad. Don't you see her sitting there?
Old lady?
Son.
Gosh. Can't you see her? Funny old lady. You can kind of see right through her.
connection with death.
Can you use $10,000 cash? New Jersey homeowners can borrow up to $10,000 or even more. How? Your home is sure to be worth more today than when you bought it. The present resale value of your house, less the amount you owe on your mortgage, is your equity. That equity gives you power. Power to borrow up to $10,000 or more through Provident Investment Corporation. You can use the money for a business investment, consolidation of debts, home improvements, purchase of a car, new furniture, college expenses, or even a wonderful vacation trip. And payments can be stretched out over many years, small enough to fit your budget. So if you are a New Jersey homeowner, call 488-3030 anytime, day or night. That's 488-3030. All information by phone. Just one visit to our offices to pick up your check. So call 488-3030. That's 488-3030.
And now back to our story of Vacation with Death.
Cold, dear?
A little.
Let me get this around you. Kind of a wind blowing in from someplace. We should have stayed upstairs with...
No. I couldn't stay up in those horrible beds. I couldn't.
Now, don't get upset again. Here we three are, and here we stay. Until daylight.
Won't it ever get light?
Oh, no, honey. Just a few more hours. Gosh, kids are wonderful.
What?
Billy. Look at him there. Sleep as if nothing had happened.
He doesn't know that anything did.
Oh, you just wait until that old sun starts doing this stuff. I'm going to turn this house upside down until I find out what...
Chuck, wait.
Something?
I don't know. I thought I heard something sighing. Is it... horrible music again.
It's here. An organ, right in this room.
But where? Where is it coming from? Where?
I don't know.
Oh, I can't stand it. I can't. Don't make them stop it. Organ playing. No one can
control yourself.
Stop it.
You'll wake
stop
up the boy.
Hey, Dad.
Mom. Billy, he's up.
Mom, come to me, Mom.
Yes, Billy. Yes, Billy boy, yes. What is it?
That's funny music. Where is it coming from, Mom? I don't know. But, Mom.
It's all right, son. Stay here by me. That's the boy. Daylight ever come.
I wish he wasn't here.
Chuck, it's getting darker.
It's all right. Just the dark before the dawn. You know.
Dad, it's getting light.
The music is dying away.
Light. But what a strange light. Dan, is there something wrong with my eyes?
No, I see it too.
The wall over there. A light growing on it.
Oh, Chuck, I'm afraid.
We've got to get out of here, quickly.
Yes.
No, wait, that wall. The light's gone through it, beyond it. There's a room there now, a room.
Yes, I see it, too.
Oh,
Chuck, what is this?
Mommy, what are you afraid of?
There's someone sitting in that room.
Yes.
It's a girl. I see her so clearly, and yet somehow it isn't real, is it?
Look at the way she's dressed. So strangely.
So clear, and yet it's more like a picture on the wall. No depth, the flatness of the picture.
Chuck, look. Man coming into that terrible light.
By George, it's he.
What?
Don't you recognize him, the old caretaker?
Yes.
But now he isn't so old.
Oh, get me out of
no,
here.
No, wait. We don't dare go. Not yet. Pictures on the wall, and yet not pictures.
He's going closer to her.
I see it.
Hello, Paula.
He's talking.
Oh,
and yet he hasn't flinched. I know he hasn't.
Oh, it's you, Mr. Elderson.
Yeah,
pictures
Paula.
Talking as
I
if...
To talk
am I insane?
No, Mr. Elderson. Mother doesn't want to have me talk with you.
Because I am a gardener.
Oh, Chuck, Billy.
Don't talk.
Whatever's the reason, Mr. Elderson. You shouldn't come in here when Mother's away.
Bless your mother.
Mr. Elderson.
I say bless her. I've got nothing, so I'm not good enough.
Please go.
Your papa, before he died, promised me money.
plenty of money for all I did for him.
I'm sorry you didn't.
Your mother.
It wasn't in the will. How could she give it to
your papa, Mr. Reynolds? He promised me.
Reynolds, they're the people that own this place.
But Mr. Hawkins said they'd all been dead for 20 years.
You drive me out too, eh?
No, please.
If I had the money your papa promised me, you wouldn't tell me to go. Maybe you would love me.
Don't, please.
But you could love me anyway, Paula Reynolds. I make you love me. Make you love me.
Daddy, what is it? Moving pictures?
You're right.
Go ahead.
Fading out.
And they're...
Please.
They're going with it.
Oh. What have we seen, Chuck? What?
Wait. The light. It's coming back.
Don't look, Billy boy. Here. Put your head against Mother.
Pam. Look. He's... killed her.
Oh, Chuck.
Standing over her. That horrible look on his face.
Chuck. Another woman's coming in.
The mother.
He's turning toward her. Chuck, he's going to kill her, too.
I can't move.
I want to scream. I can't. Do something, Chuck. He's killing the mother, killing her.
What can I do? I can't move. Gone. The light goes, and they go with it.
But we saw him kill them both, mother and daughter.
Billy didn't see.
No. He buried his head against me so tightly that... Why, Chuck.
What's the matter?
He's asleep.
Asleep?
Yes. So quietly against me. It is as if someone out there didn't want him to see that horror. Only you and I. Oh, Chuck, what was it that we saw? What?
Whatever it was, we're getting out of here. Quick, give me the boy.
Wait.
Who the...
The old man. The one we just saw kill...
The one you just saw what?
You killed them. How? Why, I don't quite understand. But we saw you kill them. Mother and daughter.
Oh?
Was it real?
Yes. I killed them both. Yes, I killed them. And why not? The young one gave me no love. The old one, no money. He promised me. He promised me, but when he died, they gave me nothing. Killed him. Yes. Yes, killed him with my own hands. I killed him.
Fuck the police.
Yes,
no.
I'm going
to... No police. There were no police then. There will be no police now.
But murder. Two women.
They know. I know. And now you know. No one else will ever...
What do you mean?
You hear? They understand.
That horrible organ music.
Their music. Night after night since I killed them. Now you know why I didn't want you here. Now you know why I must kill you.
Kill?
That gun!
Yes, with the gun. Them 20 years ago with my hand. You with this gun.
You crazy...
No, Chuck, you kill you! Look out!
Kill you!
Closer.
Oh, no.
Chuck, what is it?
No. I was wrong, Ann.
Wrong?
Not women. Not anymore. Two skeletons in dresses.
Oh.
I think I know now. He killed them 20 years ago.
But what we saw, the music, how could it...
Anne, look.
They are crumbling.
Bones into dust. He's dead. Now, they can have peace.
This is Mr. O.R. Jobler. Well, friend, if you want a rational explanation for the return of the dead, don't expect it from me. I conceive the stories, I write them, I bring them to you. And if you want facts on ghosts, well, I'm just not in the mood. You see, last night as I was driving up to my ranch, I passed a graveyard and, well, no, I think I'd much rather talk about our next play with the very provocative title of The Hole. After a message from your station.
Mr. President, what does it mean to say love makes all things new again?
Love makes all things new again? Well, you see, if somebody's down in the dumps, that means they're very sad. I'd say, I care about you. And then they go, pee!
Why is that?
Well, when a person knows somebody cares about him, they just feel great. They just go, pee!
Oh, I see.
No, that's the same thing as love.
What's the same thing as love?
Caring about people.
Well, suppose there were two people down in the dumps, Mr. President.
Oh, I just say, I care about you, I care about you, and go, pew, pew.
Suppose 200 million Americans were down in the dumps, Mr. President.
I'd say, I care about you, 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 I care about you.
Love makes all things new again.
Hey, what was that?
Another sound of love from the Franciscans.
This is Mr. O again. A few years ago, one of our very large industrial companies came out with what could well be the ultimate glue. One small drop between surfaces, and you couldn't pull them apart with an elephant. I know. I've tried, and it wasn't easy to get the elephant. So after trying that glue, with my involuted mind, I began to think, what if somebody came up with the ultimate solvent, one that could dissolve anything? Of course, the problem would be that you couldn't find a bottle that would hold it if it would dissolve everything. But out of that grasshopper thinking came the play that I'm bringing you next week, The Hole, A Hole Without End, next week.